This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
After the horror of the earthquake, there's hope. These young children were pulled alive from the rubble of a primary school in the south of Mexico City. Rescuers searched overnight for others who may still be trapped. At least 20 children were killed here. It was on Tuesday lunchtime that the powerful earthquake struck Mexico. As buildings collapsed, people ran for cover. Across Mexico City, the search for survivors is continuing. As you can see, people are going in to try and help with the effort. Now, this six-story office block, which you see in the distance, is the focus of their work. Antonio and Dolores' son, Juan, worked on the fourth floor as an accountant. He calls his parents every day. They last spoke hours before the quake hit. For the past day, they've watched as rescuers picked through the rubble. But there's still no sign of Juan. We still believe he'll make it out alive. I would dig him out myself if I could, Antonio tells me. Relief workers have been joined by hundreds of volunteers. Many have turned up with their own tools to do their bit.
There is lots of people under the buildings. That's the problem. Lots of people is trapped under the buildings. And that's something that, imagine, and you were on their building and desperate because nobody is helping you.
At times, the crowd was asked to be silent so rescuers could call out to any survivors still stuck in the debris. More than 20 people have already been rescued from this building. But as time passes, the chance of people being reunited with their loved ones is becoming ever slimmer. Eugenie Vaidyanathan, BBC News.
BBC News giving us an update on what's been going on in Mexico. I guess the numbers now, Scott, exceeding 1,000 is what they're anticipating. There could be as many as 1,000 dead as a result of that earthquake. You know, the second earthquake, you know, a 7.1, I believe. The other one was over an 8. I mean, that hit the area earlier. This is just devastating. And, you know, these are times that draw people of faith. And Mexico is, you know, well, I'll tell you, it is, it has a lot of people of faith there that are on their knees praying and saying, okay, what is going on? And I hear of the earthquake, and it reminds me of, in fact, we were just talking about it last night again, and Graham Lotz. And I've been trying to get her on the air here. And, of course, she's so busy. But I appreciate her insight and what it is that she offered to us in trying to understand and make sense of, you know, the hurricanes that have been happening, fires in the West, earthquakes in Mexico, and reminded us of that story of Elisha being in, you know, the God had put him in between these rocks in the mountain, in the cleft of the mountain, because he wanted to hear God. And he heard the wind and didn't hear God in the wind and in the thunder and didn't hear God in the thunder and an earthquake and didn't hear God there. But he did finally hear God with the still small voice. And that is the challenge. This is God's way of, you know, possibly talking to us, because I know when things like this happen that are outside of our control, that is one of the first questions people of faith ask is, why, God? Where are you in this? It does create a bit of a faith crisis, no doubt. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because we got a movie that's coming up I'm going to tell you all about regarding a faith crisis. Have you ever found yourself in that kind of situation? What that will do to you, and a movie that's going to be coming out on the 29th, and we're going to tell you more about that a little bit later on, so you can stay with us. But, you know, these are times, you know, where your faith is stretched. When you look around and you see what's happening in college campuses, the unrest happening in our country, that we've become more the un-United States than the United States, and all this bitterness and contention, and you think, what a waste. What a waste for humanity, right?
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's insanity. Mike Barnicle, nobody knows what's in this bill. This, and what's so stunning about this, I'll just say this. What's so inhumane about this is there are people who depend on Medicaid, on the sort of health care that we're talking about the guarantees that have been given, that are going to be stripped away. And have that process, have those hearings, let the senators, let the congressmen hear who's going to be hurt by this bill, instead of just seeing this in stories 6 months after a bill passes, and then I promise you, Republicans, you're the ones that are going to pay in the end. Be listening to me. What you're doing is radical, and you will end up paying horribly in the end. I don't know what pressure you think you're under right now. Wait till you go back to your voters supporting this bill. It's inhumane.
Joe, the mystifying thing about this is we could have taken this block off and just shown something from when we were talking about the same issue in May or April or June. As Mark pointed out, not a single legitimate medical group, hospital association, doctors association, is behind this. We don't know what's in the bill. The CBO hasn't scored it. The Congressional Budget Office hasn't scored it. We have senator after senator after senator on this program. We ask questions about this bill. They really don't know what's contained in the bill. They go right to block grants. And if you take a look at the list of block grants, what it does to different states, it's astounding the number of states that voted for Hillary Clinton.
They're doing talking points. I saw a Republican senator last night say the same thing five times on a program. I trust the people of my state more than I trust a faceless bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. I trust the people in my state more than I trust a faceless bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. Yeah, okay, that's great. Awesome. We've been saying that since, like, the Ice Age. I get it. It doesn't apply here.
But the bottom line is they are about to vote on something that will seriously disrupt the economy, one-sixth of the economy, but more importantly, will seriously disrupt hundreds of thousands of people in this country, multitudes of families in this country, without knowing what they're voting for.
And will create state-by-state chaos. You have to rebuild basically 50 healthcare marketplaces over a couple of years.
Now, does this make sense, Scott? I mean, that our legislators would be so reckless, you know, to offer up something. I mean, what Morning Joe and everybody needs to calm down about here, or those that want to be so emotional about this deal, is look at, last time I checked, Obamacare, it's imploding, right? It's not working. I mean, we're in trouble. I mean, we see a train wreck coming, right?
Both sides ran on that.
It
needs to be changed. It needs to be fixed. One side ran on that it needs to be fixed, and one side ran on that it can't be fixed.
I mean, even the former president, Bill Clinton, came out and said, hey, this is kind of crazy, isn't it? Something in so many words. That this is
so
not working.
Yes,
in so many words. In only the way that he can say it. But he was honest. And these pundits here, I believe, are being dishonest by, you know, thinking, like, what are they going to do? Like, right now, where we stand, trying to fix, repeal, replace, however way you want to look at it, Obamacare, because what Barack Obama, once again, just like he did with DACA, gave us something that was ill-conceived, shoved down our throats, insulting the people, saying, as Jonathan Gruber said, well, the people just aren't smart enough, in essence. And he said, they're just too stupid. So we had to make it complex, right?
Yeah.
And then they talk about this bill, like, oh, they haven't read the bill and everything. You knucklehead, you didn't even read Obamacare. It's been out there for, you know, 7 years, Joe Scarborough. You tell me that you read Obamacare. You know, I'll guarantee you he did not read it. Because his brain would explode. Because there's so much gobbledygook in that deal. I'm telling you, I went through it. It was painful. 5 pages, Scott, that's all I could get to. This is the biggest waste of time.
Well,
I mean, even if you're an attorney, I don't even know how you would understand this. It was like in another language.
Well, I mean, I don't have to read it because I know how it affected me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but that tends to be how everybody looks at things. How does this affect me?
Right.
What happens to me?
Yeah, you had health care before. Now you don't have employer-supported health care,
well,
right?
I had health care that I was paying $150 a month for.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was good health care. I enjoyed it. I went to the, you know, checkups regularly.
Mm-hmm.
After Obamacare passed, my health care then all of a sudden became to where it would, for the same thing that I was getting, it was going to cost me $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would I pay that?
Right.
Why would I pay that?
Yeah, what happened? Did you get an extra teeth cleaning process or anything extra as a result of the 300% increase?
We've worked together for how long? What, a couple years now?
Yeah, at least.
How many days have I missed because I was sick?
None.
So
you're not allowed to because, see, what happened, the last guy that missed, we just took him out and shot him. And you got the message real quick, oh, my God, they shoot people here, so I better not get
exactly.
sick.
Exactly. So, but why would I spend $300 a month? And everybody goes, well, you probably get grants and all these things. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
My job pays me enough to where I don't qualify for those.
That's right. Yeah.
So what do I do? Well, I guess I'll pay the $600 fine every year.
Right. Well, that's the way it started for us. I mean, we just decided to pay the fine. Our 26-year-old son found out the hard way, Obamacare, when he was in a motorcycle accident, which was most tragic, dealing with pain. And we sent him, the doctors locally would not deal with him because the hospital of record was an hour and a half away. We could get him in emergency to deal with some pain, but they'd get to a point to say, hey, we've done all we can do, and they literally rolled him out onto the sidewalk. They said, we're done with you. We can't do any more with you. And he goes, well, I'm still in pain. And, well, you know, sorry. I mean, this is Obamacare. Okay, so I know there's good stories. You know, some people have some really great stories. And because on the other hand, our grandson in Hawaii, expenses handled. He had open heart surgery, at 5 months old. And, you know, and thank God, I mean, they covered everything there. I mean, because he was in Maui and they had to fly to Oahu, they covered that, the hotels. I mean, you know, so you get the yin and yang of it. But, you know, go ahead.
In this clip, they were talking about, well, there's no doctors association that has ever said this is going to be a good thing. Well, for Obamacare, they didn't ask doctors.
Well, they had some white coats there.
Well, they have a guy in Congress that is a doctor.
Yes.
Rand Paul.
Right.
And they don't listen to him.
And Cassidy. Well,
yeah.
Cassidy's a doctor as well, too.
Well, so, yeah, they don't listen to them.
Yeah.
So,
no, the deal is, and the other thing is the scoring. Oh, we've got to have it scored by the CBO. I mean, really? Tell me the batting average of the CBO. How well have they done in scoring these things, including Obamacare? Because remember, Obamacare, they could not hit the $1 trillion mark. There was no way they were going to do that. They did everything they could to, you know, rework the calculus so that it stayed under $1 trillion, right? And then once it got, you know, once it got passed, and oh yeah, it's It blew the doors off of $1 trillion. Thank you very much, the CBO. So we're going to wait on that kind of credibility. You know, this is all a big, it is a farce as far as that is concerned to even claim that. That's like trying to tell me 95% of the scientists all agree, right? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
We have new information tonight on what kind of information Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking for in his investigation of Russian interference or their efforts at interference in last year's election. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is here tonight with that. Good evening, Catherine.
Well, thank you. But a legal source confirmed to Fox News that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has made a broad records request to the White House covering multiple staffers and includes actions taken by President Trump. The New York Times reports the Special Counsel has 13 areas of interest, including the firing of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, as well as the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. The requests reportedly include the May Oval Office meeting with Russian officials, where the president met with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. And it's alleged by the Times Mr. Trump said firing Comey relieved the pressure on him. A member of the president's legal team told Fox News, out of respect for the special counsel and his process, the White House does not comment on any specific request. Pardon me. I can only reaffirm that the White House is committed to cooperating fully with Special Counsel Mueller. In a separate development, Fox News is learning new information about the rapid pace of unmasking in the final months of the Obama White House. Two sources not authorized to speak on the record said the request from Samantha Power, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, exceeds 260, with one request coming in the days leading up to the inauguration. The House Intelligence Committee sent subpoenas in May for the unmasking requests by former CIA Director John Brennan, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and Power. Records were also requested for Presidential Advisor Ben Rhodes. At a congressional hearing that same month, a senior committee Republican pressed the CIA director on the issue without mentioning Power by name.
Do you recall any U.S. ambassadors asking that names be unmasked?
I don't know. Maybe it's ringing a vague bell, but I could not answer with any confidence.
On either January 19th or up till noon on January the 20th, did you make any unmasking request?
I do not believe I did.
Spokesperson for Power today had no comment on the numbers or the timing of her request, but in a previous statement emphasized to Fox that Power was acting in her capacity as a member of the National Security Council and never leaked classified information.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I remember when Brennan was on the hot seat there with Trey Gowdy, and Trey Gowdy just, you know, he's a prosecutor. So he knows how to ask the right questions. I mean, it's almost like, hey, get all the other congressmen out of there. Just let him, you know, take over all the time and break it down, because they're simple questions, and he's nailing them down. And Brennan, of course, was careful not to say anything that would be indictable, where they could come back later and say, hey, well, you lied. You gave false testimony. Well, I might vaguely remember. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, Scott, it's like talking to your kid. You take the cookie out of the cookie jar. How did the crumbs get on your face? Oh, nah.
Yeah. Like, who ate all the snacks? Well, they were here this morning when I left, and I was the last one to leave the house. Now they're gone, and you were the only one here. I think I could piece it together.
Yeah.
It was the cats.
And all the packages are under your pillow. What do you think? Those cats. They're smart cats. You know, they know what to do. Yeah, no, this whole situation, I mean, this is one big squirrely mess. It's no wonder that Main Street America says, who's got time for this stuff? I mean, these people are lying out their teeth. You know, they're doing whatever they can to cover themselves because this is what they do. And are we ever going to get to the bottom of this? I mean, it is one of those things, looks like a duck and talks like a duck, right?
Yeah, and the thing that really confuses me is that Comey was trained by Mueller, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how can Mueller, isn't that a conflict of interest, being that Comey is part of this investigation?
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother argument. But you know what? They already let that go. And politically right now, it's such a hot potato that if Donald Trump, if our president was to get rid of Mueller on reasonable grounds, because Mueller, everybody says, all the experts, you know, the people that know these kind of things, say, well, there's a conflict of interest. He needs to recuse himself post-haste. Well, you know, he's not about to do this. I mean, he's running cover for Comey. And this is why Donald Trump, if you go back, I mean, this is a chess game here. All right. And Donald Trump lost a key player. He lost if not his knight, almost his queen, in Jeff Sessions recusing himself over this stuff, because that opened up some doors and made him vulnerable. And of course, Donald Trump didn't do himself any favors either by firing Comey at the time that he did. It's all about timing. Had he done it when he immediately took over office, he'd have been clear, and he'd have been clear for that. He had the Rod Rosenstein memo, all this stuff. But at the time, and I think, you know, to your point here a little bit, Scott, what you're suggesting, and I would agree with this in terms of timing, is Comey knew this. Comey knew that he was in the crosshairs. So what did he do? He amps up the Russian investigation because that's his cover. So now he gets fired, and all under the guise of this, you know, contrived Russian, you know, hindrance and collusion deal, he gets cover, and somehow he's legitimized because now he brings his buddy in, Mueller, because he manufactures this deal, you know, based on his own testimony. He set this up so that there could be a special prosecutor. And this is all covering his back end. This is what this is all about. And it's not about doing the people's business and getting down to the whole bottom of this whole situation, because you got so many people, because they hate Trump so much. This is the bottom line. They hate Trump. They like their nice, cozy little country club set up there in D.C. And you've got somebody who comes in and starts asking some tough questions, holding their feet to the fire and saying, look, on behalf of the people, you have some fiduciary responsibility here. Well, you know, the government doesn't know about fiduciary responsibility. All they know is about privilege. Okay, they're a special class of people, and that's what you got to keep on going. And to come in, and just because you got all your money, and you're going to start pointing fingers at us, well, how dare you? You got hell to pay. So this is what this is, and Main Street America gets it. They see what's going on, but well, I'll tell you what they're on the verge of doing in creating some sort of constitutional crisis here is if they do something to really jeopardize this presidency. Lord have mercy, Scott. I think all hell could break loose. I really do.
Well, I agree. I've been saying that for a while, that, you know, I feel like everything's on like a rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when one side keeps pulling too far away, eventually it snaps back.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually we're going to have the snapback. And depending on how far over they go is how far the snap's going to... Yeah. Because every time, I feel like every time that it, you know, the snapback comes, we move further away from the center.
Well, yeah. We move further away from the truth. See, this is what all this is doing. This is all covering the truth. And America has moved away from that for a long time. And we've exchanged the truth for a lie. I mean, you know, Dinesh D'Souza wrote a rather defining book this year on the big lie. And this is what America has been buying into. And I think that they woke up to this in November. And they're probably shocked, most of them, Main Street America, is shocked that the rest of the country is not figuring this out. You know, they look at California and go, wait a minute, these guys want to bifurcate into six states and they want to become a sanctuary. They became a sanctuary state. The crazy stuff is going in New York. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you know, we don't want New York to be running us. We don't want California to be running us, much less the traditional bureaucracy of Washington, D.C.
We have to work together, and that's always been that's been everything since the start.
That is the power, yes, exactly.
And I don't know. I just feel like we allow feeling to override reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes me feel bad, so it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like getting up and going to work every day, but that doesn't mean work is bad.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, we've become an entitled class. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I keep bragging about her. Tammy Hudson-Spiller has written a great book, Three Skips and a Jump, and we're going to talk to her next week. You're going to like this. The first skip that has to be made is dealing with entitlement. What this has done, I believe, to pervert the perspective, especially of this younger generation, and the damage that's being done, and what, you know, the grief to happiness ratio that they're going to have to deal with, because they're going to have to get on the other side of this. Otherwise, I mean, forget about Venezuela, forget about Greece or anything else. I mean, this could be an America that you knew nothing of and even thought possible. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander coming up next.
Anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications, how would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sale.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander is back with us. Always good to have Rachel with us because she brings sobriety and she brings her prosecutorial expertise to the conversation as well, the senior editor at The Stream. And she assures me she has been nothing but a good girl because she is a prosecutor. I guess you have that get-out-of-jail card that you get to have forever, right?
Well, otherwise they wouldn't let you be a prosecutor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the idea, you know. And speaking of which, and I'm sure you appreciated, Trey Gowdy and his inquiry to John Brennan, just kind of off the record here, because I know there's other things we want to talk about here, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But I like it when, you know, people are kind of caught in their lies, and Brennan was kind of caught on the hot seat, if you remember, because Gowdy has this gift of asking just the right question. And, he asked Brennan if he knew of any unmasking. It's as if, you know, and you prosecutors, see, you already know the answer. You're just looking to see if somebody's going to checkmate themselves, right?
Yeah. That's all about the best move.
I love that. I love that laugh. Like, why are you bringing up the obvious? So, but Brennan is like, he's going, well, you know, I vaguely remember, you know, come on, are you kidding
there
me?
There might have been. I saw that. I was like, this guy's so full of crap. It's not even funny.
Exactly. And he's going, well, what do you, you know, he's protecting himself because there's no way he's going to have legal jeopardy here and say, well, you know, he lied. And, you know, so he's going to kind of fudge as much as he can. But that seems to be the order of the day in this whole situation, this investigation that's just going deep. And, you know, Mueller is, you know, trying to turn every rock upside down. And they're going to find something here, Rachel. I mean, you're a prosecutor. You know how that works, right?
Well, it's a fishing expedition and a good prosecutor can get a jury to indict a ham sandwich.
Yes, they say. Yep, exactly. Well, speaking of ham sandwiches, what about Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Yeah, this is incredible. The last couple of weeks, there have been three new developments involving her IT staffer, Imran Alwan. And just last night, there's been a fourth development where it's come out that three women in his life called the police on him. It was his mother-in-law and two of his girlfriends. This man is married, but he also has two girlfriends who he apparently pays for their apartments, and he got violent with them, and so they called the cops, and basically this top investigative reporter, the Daily Caller, asked the members of Congress, these Democrat members of Congress, how they feel about this staffer, IT staffer, who they'd hired doing this, and all these Democrat staffers had nothing to say with the exception of two who, you know, condemned the violence.
Wow. And how long ago had this happened?
You know, it seems like it's within the last year or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like the reporter went and did a public records request for police records to get these this information.
This guy was a mess. I mean, we've got this kind of issue. He's working, working for Congress for Democrats, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is head of the DNC. And now we have this litany of offenses along the way, including being banned by the House. But yet he continued to live more days beyond that.
Well, he's probably the highest paid staffer the House has ever had, along with his brother and a friend and wife who were also on the House payroll, yet he was stealing information to this secret server and saving it, which is a massive national security violation. Mm-hmm. He's a Pakistani national, so who knows what he was doing with it. And, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the last person to get rid of him. She wouldn't even get rid of him until a couple months ago when it came out that he had been arrested and indicted on bank fraud charges.
This is globalism with no brains, isn't it? I mean, I was going to say steroids, but I mean, there's just, I mean, how do you get this to fit? You got a Pakistani national and you give him this level of clearance. I mean, what kind of level of clearance are we talking about here?
I think it's top security clearance in order to work for Congress. And they said it didn't make any sense because he had so much stuff in his background, he should have never been approved for clearance. He had, you know, these questionable bankruptcies, transfers of money, things that should have stood out like red flags. Mm-hmm. Same with his wife, his brother, and his friend.
Now, did you total up the amount of money he was being paid along with the family members?
I believe it was $4 million over a couple of years.
Oh, chump change, right? That's just chump change.
Well, they were getting paid four times the amount of the average House staffer, which is even more ridiculous when you consider one of them was for his brother, who was 20 years old, working at McDonald's. You know, what about this? And half the time, these guys weren't even at Congress. They were like part-time workers. They were running these car dealerships that were, you know, apparently stealing cars and then selling them.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. And, you know, what a deal. Six figures. You don't even have to check in the office. That's all just part of working for the government, just stealing from we the people. I mean, this is incredible. And what does Debbie Wasserman Schultz say as a steward of the people's money?
Oh, she didn't even want to get rid of him. She wanted to let him go to Pakistan and keep him on the payroll. You know, she's kept silent. They keep trying to surround her at press conferences and things, and she ducks the questions and she won't answer. But, you know, I think she's going down after all this. Because the other major development was that the way the Capitol Police got a hold of Imran Alwan's laptop, which now appears to be Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop.
Mm-hmm. She wants that back. Boy, you saw that attitude come out, right, when she was there with the Capitol Police?
Funny because she was saying, you have to return a member's laptop. But then later she denied it was hers, and she said it was Imran Alwyn's laptop, but she'd never seen it. Well, when Capitol Police got a hold of it, it had her logon on it, not his. So she's just lying and lying and lying, and it looks like Alwyn set her up because he left the laptop in an old phone booth along with his ID badges, a notebook with information, and letters from his attorneys to the U.S. attorney saying, turn this laptop over in evidence. Do not return it as a lost and found.
Yeah. Well, and he went against DNC standard operating procedure of bleach bit and a hammer. What was he thinking?
Well, he'd already done some of that before. But.
Yes, of course. But, I mean, he missed this one. And all we needed to know was that somehow her laptop got into Anthony Weiner's closet or something.
Probably has a copy of everything, too. I think what is going on here is Imran Alwyn realizes he's in deep trouble, you know, not only for the bank fraud felonies, but for cybersecurity, you know, national security fraud issues. And I think he's cutting a deal with prosecutors, and he's going to, and his deal is, here's all the evidence on Debbie Wasserman Schultz on her laptop if you'll let me walk or, you know, plead to a lighter sentence.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, that I think is interesting, and you're reporting that there's some 45 Democrats that have circled their wagons to protect this guy as well. I mean, come on, Rachel. I mean, has this guy got pictures? I mean, what is it that he has on these Democrats that they're protecting him like this?
Yeah, that's, well, the thing is that he's got all of their emails, and I don't know, you know, you've seen what was in Hillary's emails, you see what was in Podesta's emails, these are supposedly the top smart politicos. There was a lot of damning information in there, and so, you know, as someone who's been the victim of the media asking for all 3 months of my emails once when I was working in government, and luckily, you know, they didn't find anything because I was too paranoid to use email, maybe right. Too smart, whatever, but... people get sloppy, and you know those House Democrats have incriminating things in their emails that they don't want out there, and so I believe they're protecting him.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Rachel, where do we go from here? We got about 30 seconds left. What do you think's next going to happen?
We're going to find out what's on that laptop. That's what's coming next, and it's going to be bad news for Wasserman Schultz.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep you informed. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream, keeping us up to date on the latest trials and tribulations of one Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She wants that laptop back. You better get it back to her, you know.
Criminal investigation. Doesn't have to, but they did give Imran Alwyn a copy back.
Well, a copy. Okay. Well, you know, he's got to defend himself. Rachel, thank you. As always, appreciate it. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
And you're also going to be listening in just a few seconds from now from the auctioneer himself. He's the movie guy, really, with aspiring. How are we doing with the auction? Are we getting the dulcet tones, the rhythm, you know, all that's happening?
It's a long process.
Of course it is.
I've described it before as rap for cowboys. And
yes.
It's like putting together a rap song. Everything, you know, I mean, it's all about rhythm and rhyme. And so
I can't wait when we do a movie guy report in cowboy rap auctioneering, you know, rhythm.
Auction mode. Well, that's one of these days. It's a long process.
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't have to auction off anything, right? I mean,
it's astounding.
Wow, 60 million?
Another 60 million. They're up to about 220 million in the first 10 days. That's what I love about this business. It's just always changing, always full of surprises. Just when you think, because the box office was in a slump. Everybody's going, what's going on? All of a sudden, it comes along. Yeah. It is becoming, well, it has become the highest film ever released in the month of September, and it's on its way to become the highest grossing horror film ever.
Right. Yeah, for several weeks there, you had all these producers, you know, looking for windows. But, you know, these guys are at first floor levels, so like they're just going to get bruised, you know.
Well, it is. It's quite a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it continues to roll. It will be knocked off its perch this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We have, of course, The American Assassin was number two, making 14.8. Mother number three, the one with Jennifer Lawrence. We also have Home Again number four and Hitman's Body. Guard rounding out the top five. I had the chance to see the Ben Stiller movie last weekend, Brad Status. You know, if you're expecting a laugh riot from Ben, this isn't it. It's a more serious film, a little slow, a little depressing, and the ending is a little abrupt. But having said that, check out the trailer. It does, you know, it raises some very interesting questions. A more serious film from Ben. It's called Brad Status. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about what's coming out this weekend. A lot of people looking forward to Kingsman returning. We have,
yes.
Of course, did you see the first one?
Yes, I did. I liked it a lot.
A lot of people did. It made about $128 million back in 2014. That was called Kingsman Secret Service. It introduced the world to Kingsman, this independent international intelligence agency operating at the highest level of discretion, whose ultimate goal is to keep the world safe. Okay, well, now we have Kingsman Golden Circle, 52% recommending this one. When their headquarters are destroyed and the world is held hostage, the Kingsman's journey leads them to the discovery of an allied spy organization in the U.S. called the Statesman. Now, these two elite secret organizations must band together to defeat a common enemy and, of course, save the world. We have Colin Firth in this and Mark Strong, Channing Tatum, and getting fairly good reviews. It says, here's what one critic is saying, which is kind of interesting. With its inventively nutso action and youthful vibe and subversive topicality, screen espionage doesn't come any hipper these days. Mm-hmm. Try reading that first thing in the morning. It's very hip. It's fun. 52% recommending Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
It's all because of Eggsy. You know, we love Eggsy. You know.
Right, that's what they say. Yeah. We also have another Lego movie coming out this weekend. Of course, Lego was introduced back in 2014 as well. Huge movie. Made about $258 million back then. Lego Batman came out a couple of years later. Now we have the Lego Ninjago movie. Now, this is about six young ninjas. They are tasked with defending their island home called Ninjago. By night, they're gifted warriors using their skills and awesome fleet of vehicles to fight villains and monsters. And by day, they're ordinary teens struggling against their greatest enemy, high school. It's called the Lego Ninjago movie. 83% of the critics are recommending this. It's PG rated, so you can take the kids. Here's what one critic's saying. The Lego Ninjago movie works even if you have no idea what Ninjago is. Out this weekend, you might want to check that one out as well.
Yeah, you'd be checking out your thesaurus for, you know, several days trying to figure out Ninjago. What ninja? Okay.
You can work on that one.
Okay.
And since I guess to say we're contemporaries, right? You probably remember the Battle of the Sexes back in 1970.
Billie Jean King, yes, absolutely. And Bobby Riggs, what a story.
It was huge back then.
Yes, and Riggs was such a hustler. You know,
he was
the ultimate hustler.
Now, in this movie, which is getting great reviews, by the way, we have Emma Stone playing Billie Jean King, Steve Carell playing Bobby Riggs, and I've seen the trailers. I've been watching the trailers for quite some time. I'm going to see this weekend. It just looks great. Now, for people not familiar with this particular story, it was in the wake of the sexual revolution, the rise of the women's movement, 1973. It was a tennis match between the women's world number one, Billie Jean King, as it was saying, played by Emma Stone, and ex-men's champ and serial hustler Bobby Riggs, played by Steve Carell. It was billed as the Battle of the Sexes. It became one of the most watched televised sports events of all time. Back then, it reached 90 million viewers around the world.
Wow.
Just an astounding event. And
the NFL could only wish it hit those numbers, huh?
Yes, so. What came to light afterwards is what was going on basically behind the scenes. King was not only fighting for equality, but also struggling to come to terms with her own sexuality. And Riggs was this hustler who was struggling with his gambling demons at the time. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And this looks great. 81% recommending. And one critic saying Emma Stone and Steve Carell are matchless and at the top of their game in a film that goes places that just might surprise you.
Kind of interesting, huh? Gosh, I remember that. Like as if we were going to have the whole sexual conflict resolved in one night on a tennis court.
Well, we're still fighting that match, by the way, and which really first came to light with this thing called the Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
Another movie out, which it's quite kind of an interesting-looking film in its own way, I guess. It's called Friend Request.
Mm.
A popular college student graciously accepts a social outcast's online friend request. You get these friend requests. Hey, last time you say, okay, fine, what the heck. She soon finds herself fighting a demonic presence that wants to make her lonely by killing her closest friends.
That'll do it.
38% recommending this movie called Friend Request. Evil is trending is the theme line. Here's what one critic had to say. I love reviews like this. He says, hey, it isn't terrible, which is as close to praise as I'm going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she's got a nice personality. Yep, exactly.
I
it's right in there.
So.
Yep.
another movie I want to say, but there's a lot of, I love this time of year, by the way. Another movie called Victoria and Abdul.
This is interesting. This looks very interesting. I like
this.
It
does, doesn't it? It's a true story. An unexpected friendship in the later years of Queen Victoria's remarkable rule when Abdul Karim, yet a young clerk, travels all the way from India to participate in the Queen's Golden Jubilee.
And he wasn't a basketball player, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It just, no. It just sounds like it, but he's not.
No relation, I don't believe.
Yes, exactly.
He is surprised to find favor with the Queen herself, and as the Queen questions the constrictions of her long-held position, the two forge this unlikely and devoted alliance with loyalty to one another that her household and inner circle attempt to destroy. But as the friendship deepens, the Queen begins to see a changing world through new eyes and joyfully reclaims her humanity. Now, one of the great things about this movie is Judi Dench.
I was going to say, Judi Dench. Yeah.
You know, she should be a queen somewhere. Mm, she plays these roles so well. She plays Queen Victoria, and we have a young guy by the name of Ali Fazal playing Abdul Karim. I've been watching the trailers for this one for quite some time as well, and this looks really terrific. Victoria and Abdul this weekend. Another movie which is getting great reviews is called Stronger, and this is the inspiring real-life
story. Oh, great story. Yeah, the Boston Marathon. Yeah,
right.
This is really... this is going to really pull at your heartstrings. This is really a special movie.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bauman is his name, an ordinary guy. He captured the hearts of his city and the world to become a symbol of hope following the infamous 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. This is an inspirational and heroic true life story. It is based on his best-selling book. In reading the critics and the people who have seen the movie, they say that one of the great things about this movie is it really doesn't sugarcoat the recovery process and just how difficult that can be. And the road back is not easy. Even though he's facing it heroically, it's just really, really tough.
Yeah, he's a double amputee. I mean,
I know,
all that you have to go through. I think it's unfortunate, Steve-O, that it's R-rated. I wish they would have been able to, and I understand they're trying to show what it is and, you know, dealing with this. You can imagine what this young man had to go through. But I wish they would have found a way to present this movie to where it could have been, a PG-13 or something, because I think the story has a lot of value. It's one of those movies, unfortunately, that's R-rated, and I just say that I think it's unfortunate because the storyline here is very powerful.
Yeah, and I guess it's an interesting point. Yeah, it's rated R, so it is going to restrict some people from seeing this. But if you happen to be of age, 96% are recommending you see Stronger this weekend, and I guess Jake Gyllenhaal is just terrific.
That's what I hear. Exactly.
Yeah, he really does a great job with this particular movie. Another historical movie out called The King's Choice, 82% recommending this one. On the 9th of April, 1940, the German war machine arrived in the city of Oslo. The Norwegian king faces a choice that will change his country forever. This is based on three dramatic days in April of 1940, where the King of Norway is presented with an unimaginable ultimatum from the German forces: surrender or die. The King's Choice, out this weekend. So it's a great time of year. We have some terrific movies for you to see at the box office and at your local Cineplex this weekend. And I'm excited. I love this time of year.
There's some great options, and I've got a little heads up here next week, next Friday, opening up in a theater near you, A Question of Faith. Great storyline about when you get to that point in life, when you've got that crisis and you wonder where God is. This is going to be a touching film. It'll be out next Friday, Question of Faith. This is Bill Martinez, Steve-O as always, the movie guy. We'll see you at the Cineplex.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.